Title: Is Disparate Impact Dead? DOJ's OLC opinion signals massive shift in employer liability. Content: On June 9, 2026, the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel, OLC, issued a formal opinion concluding that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's, EEOC, long-standing guidelines on disparate impact liability under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 are unconstitutional. The OLC opinion stated that a disparate impact claim under Title VII exposed employers to liability without regard to the employer's intent and thereby pressured employers to engage in race-based decision-making in violation of the Constitution's Equal Protection Guarantee. The opinion reinterprets Title VII's disparate impact provisions to require a significantly lower threshold for the business necessity defense, a robust causality requirement for plaintiffs, and affirmative evidence of an equally effective alternative practice. For employers, the opinion is potentially transformative in workplace selection procedures and hiring practices. History of disparate impact liability. Title VII prohibits employers from discriminating against individuals because of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. In Griggs v. Duke Power Company, 401 U.S. 424, 1971, the Supreme Court interpreted Title VII to reach beyond intentional discrimination, holding that facially neutral employment practices that are fair in form, but discriminatory in operation, may also violate the statute. Under this framework, an employer could be liable for using selection criteria, such as standardized tests or educational requirements, that disproportionately affect members of a protected group, unless the employer demonstrated that the criteria was related to job performance. In 1991, Congress amended Title VII to codify a three-step burden-shifting framework for disparate impact claims. 1. The plaintiff must demonstrate that a particular employment practice causes a disparate impact. 2. The burden shifts to the employer to show the practice is consistent with business necessity. And 3. If the employer makes that showing, the plaintiff may still prevail by identifying an equally effective alternative practice with less disparate impact. The concept of disparate impact liability under Title VII liability has a controversial history due to a perceived tension with the Constitution's Equal Protection Guarantee. In Ricci v. DiStefano, 557 U.S. 557, 2009, the Supreme Court confronted a case in which a fire department discarded promotion exam results because of racially disparate outcomes, and held that the department's race-based remedial action violated Title VII's disparate treatment prohibition. Justice Scalia's concurrence warned that the court would eventually need to confront whether the disparate impact provisions of Title VII are themselves consistent with equal protection. In Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs v. Inclusive Communities Project Incorporated, 576 U.S. 519, 2015, the court acknowledged that serious constitutional questions would arise if disparate impact liability were imposed based solely on statistical disparities, and stressed that such liability must be limited in key respects. The OLC opinion takes up these threads directly. President Trump's April 2025 Executive Order 14281, EO, set the stage for the OLC opinion. The EO, titled Restoring Equality of Opportunity and Meritocracy, wholly rejected disparate impact liability on the basis it creates a near insurmountable presumption that unlawful discrimination exists where there are any differences in outcomes among races, sexes, or other groups. The OLC opinion is the DOJ's fulfillment of that mandate, providing the constitutional foundation upon which the administration's restructuring of federal enforcement is built. The opinion, three limiting principles relying on several key Supreme Court decisions. The opinion sets out three limiting principles that, taken together, would significantly narrow the scope of employer liability on a disparate impact theory. First, the business necessity defense is a low bar under the opinion's interpretation. An employer need only demonstrate that a challenged practice rationally serves a valid business purpose, that is, that the practice is reasonable, convenient, or helpful in achieving a legitimate end. Workplace requirements and selection procedures, including background checks, aptitude tests, knowledge-based tests,